speak again. "Sorry," she mumbled. "Who did you say this was again?" The person on the other end didn't say a word. Lexi knew that wasn't good. The silence prolonged as neither person seemed willing to speak up. Finally, he emitted a tiny sigh and said, "Lex, it's Jack." Chill bumps broke out across her arms and neck as his name registered and she was able to finally place the voice. That voice. It was him. Oh, God, why was he calling her? The sound of her heart palpitating inside her chest could be heard out the door, down the hall, and quite possibly outside in the nearby construction zone through the jackhammer slamming against the concrete, not to mention through the phone. Her mouth felt like she had been chewing on chalk all night. Butterflies, whacking their tiny wings violently against her insides, suddenly assaulted her stomach. All she could do was cough in disbelief. Her mind was whirling with indescribable possibilities for the purpose of his phone call, each new idea seemingly more ridiculous than the last. She wasn't sure if she was overreacting, so she hadn't heard a word from him since their last encounter over a year and a half ago. That didn't mean that he couldn't randomly drop her a line at 6 o'clock in the morning. After all, they had been friends.